So, Martha, can you tell me what you've learned so far in photography?
Okay, so I've learned a lot, and that when I used to just look at a picture and think that's a nice picture,
right?
Because of what we've been taught,
yeah,
and how we've analysed pictures and everything,
yeah.
Now I'll look at it, and if I don't initially like it because of how it looks,
right,
the concept,
yeah,
is also a really big part of it,
right? Okay.
So now when I take pictures, I don't just think that's a really nice picture, let me take a picture of it. I'll take into consideration everything that I've been taught,
right,
since doing photography, which I never knew anything about before,
right,
and focus more on the concept, and not just, it's like I can see pictures more clearly now because I know what I'm looking for,
right?
So I'll look at it and I'll look at it and I'll be see, I'm not very good at saying,
so if you came, if you encountered a picture you didn't know, a photograph you'd never seen before, do you feel well equipped to think about it in particular ways? Do you have enough resources, intellectual resources, to be able to ask some questions about that photograph to get some meaning out of it?
Yeah.
You do feel confident in doing that now.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like that wouldn't have been something you could have done 6 months ago. Okay, that's good. Has it affected the quality of the pictures you make?
Yeah.
Do you think you make better pictures now?
Yeah, because, like I said, like, now I'm more... I'll photograph things I would never have photographed before.
Can you give me an example? So what did you use photography for before you did the course?
Oh, every time I'd go, like, on holiday,
right,
or I'd be doing something interesting,
yeah,
I'd be taking pictures of it.
And then would that be about just capturing the memory of that thing, like a family photograph album sort of type picture?
Yeah, and then I see some of the pictures and think, like, that's, like, certain parts of that picture make that picture really interesting to look at.
Yeah.
And that's when I started really liking photography and stuff.
Yeah.
And when I got, like, a camera for my birthday, then I started taking more pictures, and just, like, it was something I really liked doing.
Yeah.
And now I can do something in school that I really like doing as, like, a hobby.
Yeah.
And I can make it, like, a subject that I do.
Right.
So I wouldn't... Like, I'm not just doing photography because it's, like, a thing. Like,
yeah,
I really enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like I'm, like, something I'm being marked on.
That's good. So you've got a sort of measure of... a sort of intrinsic motivation for doing it because you enjoy doing it anyway. If you had to say the one thing that you think has improved in your own photography, then what would you say it was? What do you think you've got better at as a photographer? What do you think more about now than you perhaps didn't used to?
Well, I don't know if this is like, but since I've started doing this, I think more about, like, the framing of my pictures.
Uh-huh.
Because when I used to show, like, you and Andrew pictures, you'd be like, oh, that would be better if it was more, like, lined out with the rules and the lines and stuff. So now, I focus more on that.
Right. So you think about the composition
when you look through the viewfinder. Yeah, more than I would when I just took random pictures before randomly.
Great. Okay. So what have you found most challenging, most tricky so far in photography? I mean, you know about these threshold concepts that I've sort of we've tried to kind of construct and share with you. Well, the idea of a threshold concept is that it is tricky. So in other words, it's meant to be something you have to struggle with for a while to get to grips with. They're not meant to be things you understand straight away.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything about photography that you found especially tricky, either a concept about photography or perhaps ways we've asked you to work that you found difficult? What do you find hardest to do? Or is there a bit of an idea about photography you just can't get your head around?
No. I just feel like, because since I've started this, because we discuss so much and all the pictures that you make, the pictures that I wouldn't find nice and I wouldn't, like, want to explore, you make them worth exploring. Like, now I'm open to everything that I see.
Yeah.
So I don't know about the challenging.
Do you find any aspect of what we ask you to do, like the way we ask you to work, do you find any aspect of that tricky, difficult? Do you avoid certain kinds of ways of doing things just because you find it tough?
Oh, well, there is, but I've gotten black.
Okay, let's approach this from a different angle then. What's the favourite thing that you like doing in photography? What's the thing you look forward to doing most?
Making final pieces.
Okay. So you like seeing the end product and having it printed out big.
And writing about why I did it.
Right. So does that mean then that you find starting difficult if it's a new topic or a new...
Yeah, that's the most difficult thing I find. Like sometimes I'll like long it off for a bit. Like
right. Before you...
Before I actually start getting it. And I have like a bit of a mental block before and be like, ah, I don't know what to do.
Do you think it's possible to develop a kind of a routine for starting that makes that easier?
Because now we've done like, I've done three final pieces.
Right.
And yeah, now I know like the drill.
You've experienced the process from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything else you find difficult or anything else you think we could make easier for you by teaching in a different way?
I really don't.
Nothing?
I think it's really good.
Okay. And is there anything left in photography that you're looking forward to doing that you haven't had a chance to do so far? Any other bit of learning that you feel you ought to be exposed to? Or anything you're still looking forward to learning?
Well, I'm excited to explore new themes that are more... that are less and more specific, like any new things, and sort of in if I do it in year 13, which I will because I want to.
Good.
The more like technical side as
okay.
well. As
in what way specifically? You mean how to
I don't know,
use the camera?
I mean, yeah,
or?
We already used like different types of lenses and stuff, and like
depth
of field and all of that jazz. But like, yeah, more of that.
Becoming more expert.
Yeah.
With the okay, materials and tools. Okay. If we decided to do more photography theory, like maybe more about the history of photography and more about big ideas in photography, would that be something you would be interested in or you think would get in the way?
I think I like photography because it's so, like, unlike that. Like, you're not sat down and, like, this is the history of it. Like, like write this. Like, it's your own thing.
Yeah.
And it's really creative, and that's what it's all about, and that's why. And it's like I feel like I progress like quite well in it, but I wouldn't think that. But I think that it's so free and stuff,
right.
Because you don't get told to do stuff all the time, and you don't have to do this, so no one's really pushing you to do stuff. But yeah, I still get stuff done.
Yeah.
Because I find it like I thrive in a place where like I get to be like do your own thing, and if I enjoy it, but yeah, a little bit of that would be really good. If I could do a bit more.
So if we did do it to sort of weave it into the personal, rather than kind of doing any lectures or any kind of sat down lots of writing and that sort of academic study,
mm-hmm.
we could do it, but perhaps weave it into a sort of more creative process.
Yeah.
Right. But you wouldn't be averse to
that.
It. We've tried to, sort of.
Like in yours as well, when we get the little spinny thing, that already teaches me stuff. Like I know now I think about some of those photos even now.
So finding a way of making that engaging is important, you think?
You do
personal.
That. Yeah.
Right, okay. Good. Thank you very much. That wasn't that scary, was it?